We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The Packers game is over, and now it's time to break this one down. This is the Green and Gold Postgame Show. Now, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson and the big unit, Bill Michaels.
It ain't over, but it's all but over. Unless there's some kind of a miracle that is performed as the Green Bay Packers right now lead the Dallas Cowboys in commanding fashion, still up 14. And the Packers, defensively speaking, have given a little bit. Injuries have certainly contributed to that. But, boy, oh, boy, they have forced Dak Prescott into turnover after turnover after turnover. They have executed on offense. Aaron Jones has been a workhorse and very, very solid for the Packers. Everything that I didn't think they could do, they have done. Welcome to the Green and Gold Postgame Show, brought to you by our friends over at 5 O'Clock Steakhouse. I'm Bill Michaels alongside Gary Ellerson. And I got to tell you, Gary, when it was 31-3, I was stunned at how well the Packers were playing. Now, granted, well, things have changed a little bit, but I was still stunned.
At 14-0, I was stunned in the first quarter.
Right.
I mean, the quarter, it wasn't even over. I mean, the first quarter wasn't even over yet, and it was 14-0. Mm-hmm. I was stunned. I mean, and normally the Green Bay Packers, how they've been playing this year, they normally don't give up a lead, you know, once they're ahead. Now, the Cowboys just scored here, Bill. I know because you got your back turned to the thing. They had a huge pass to Amari Cooper, and that makes it 34-23, barring they make this extra point here. What, it is about 7-8 minutes left to go in the game?
Yeah. Packers offensively, they got a little conservative here in the second half of this ballgame, or at least later in the ballgame, midway through the third quarter going into the fourth. And Aaron Rodgers seems a little bit frustrated. Some of the things that they wanted to do, they haven't been able to do. And penalties have obviously hurt this team as well. But, boy, I tell you what, Tanyan goes down with an injury. Linsley goes down with an injury. Za'Darius Smith goes down numerous times with an injury. This team's getting continually banged up. I will give credit to Kevin King for coming back and playing in it, because I didn't think he was going to be back with the groin injury. And yeah, he's been in and out of this ball game tonight. And he's played pretty well. But this is if the no matter what happens, if the Packers get a win, and right now we're sitting at 34-24, if the Packers get a win in this ballgame, it's still big. They put up 34 points on Dallas. They were able to turn them over. Aaron Jones, 16 carries, 95 yards, 4 touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to be flashy. Just 21 of 33, 233 yards, quarterback rating of 84.5. Aaron Jones still with 7 catches out of the backfield for 75 yards. So he's got 170 yards right now total offense. I mean, that's not a bad day at the office.
No, I think for Aaron Jones, maybe a coming out party of sorts, mm-hmm, for him on a big stage. Played really well. I mean, you can see the game plan was clearly to try to get him going and try to make him a focal point of his offense. And really, I thought it was masterful, the way they use Aaron Jones. And I think if you look at the totality of the offense may look better without Davante Adams.
When you're not trying to force it to one guy. That's what we saw out of when a couple of times when Jordy Nelson would go down, that right, he would be forced to spread it out to different people.
So, which I said earlier, I think this, you know, it could be, and I never thought it could happen, but could be a blessing in disguise, because now you force Aaron Rodgers to read coverages, meaning that he's just not throwing it to Davante Adams. He's not just throwing it to Jordy Nelson. He's not just throwing it to Randall Cobb. Now he's actually reading coverages and trying to find the open guy. And I think that's what you saw. Now Rodgers' numbers aren't like gaudy numbers, but they're really efficient numbers.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, I think in this offense, I think that's what you're going to see, is maybe he'll be around 250, 260 yards per game. And if it's right, he 3-4 touchdown. I mean, efficiency, I think he's going to be off the charts.
The one concern, Jair Alexander has not looked good against Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper, I think, has 11 catches for 222 yards. And it just felt like, Bill, they wanted everything in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they just got a huge pass behind him. I don't know how you don't – he should never get over the top of you. I mean, you should always have a guy over
right,
the top. And so I mean, they saw that Lattimore last week against the New Orleans Saints, and maybe they thought that Jaire Alexander was just as good as Lattimore, the cornerback from New Orleans, and that's why they stuck him on him, really with little or no help. And so that's what you got, 11 of 122. But what you also, 221, but what you also got, Bill, is Dak Prescott. You turned him over three times.
Right. No, that's the big thing, is that the turnovers have been paramount for this team. You've got three turnovers for Dallas, none for the Packers. Aaron Rodgers so far only sacked once. Dak Prescott, they've got to him four or five times already in this ballgame, as a matter of fact. Two by Za'Darius Smith, one by Preston Smith. I take that back, three times so far in this ballgame. But they've got a lot of hurries in this one, and they've also caused him to throw three picks. On the one other pick he threw, but it was a penalty that had to come back. But all in all, it's still a solid performance for the Packers.
Shocking, though.
Yeah.
If they can pull this off, shocking.
Yeah. I did not think they could win this ball game. I thought with everything, the numbers, that Dallas, just because Dallas could run the ball, they were so good against the run. I'm really stunned. I will say this, Billy Turner, he's hit or miss, man. Watching that cat play, at one minute he's going to give you a pancake block, open up a hole, and spring Aaron Jones free. The next time he's going to get Aaron Rodgers killed.
But I thought the offensive line played really well.
I mean, thought they played okay.
Jenkins, oh God, I am impressed. I mean, a lot, Bill. I mean, it's a lot to get guys up to the second level, and a lot today that their combo blocks on the left side with the center, with Bakhtiari, and sometimes with Jimmy Graham, to get up to the second level, that means you got the double team, you're working on double team, you're working up to the linebacker. They did a great job in that all day long. I mean, the holes were absolutely huge for Aaron Jones today.
Aaron Jones, by the way, for those that don't know, big day for, excuse me, him for him. 18 carries, 117 yards, four touchdowns on the day, seven catches out of the backfield, 75 yards. So he's up to 192 total yards overall.
Yeah, he may have just lost a little bit right now, Bill. I think he just ran backwards for 25.
Back in my play.
You might have had to minus him out right now. But, no, you're right. I think, though, when you see him at the end of the day, I mean, God, he's pretty good. He's a good running back. I don't have him in the Kamara category quite yet, but he's pretty good. I mean, let's just say he's Aaron Jones.
Couple of other notes today. The Bears lose over in London, 24-21, the final in that contest. They had knotted it up at 20. They actually took the lead. I take that back. Mm-hmm. They took the lead at one point. They were up 21-17. The Raiders then place a touchdown into the end zone late in that ball game, and they ended up winning at 24-21. Did you see John Gruden, by the way, at the end of the game saying, well, we don't have all that club dub crap. Talking about the Bears and their club dub, their club W winner.
No, uh-uh.
That they put that nightclub in their locker room at Soldier Field.
Oh, they did.
So Gruden just started dancing. He said, "We'll just dance anyway. We can, because we won."
Oh,
yeah. Take a little shot at the Bears.
Well, he's taking a shot at Khalil Mack.
Too.
I mean, because just think about it. John Gruden's taking a lot of crap here over this since the season started. You lose Khalil Mack. You let Amari Cooper go, and then you bring in Antonio Brown with a colossal fail. They didn't know which direction they were going. I mean, he goes out to London. That's a big win for them. And, if the Green Bay Packers can get this win and in the NFC itself, that kind of – you start seeing teams separate a little bit. Now, Dallas goes to 3-2. They kind of push them back in the pack. The Packers now get in first place. All the guys worry about maybe is the Lions.
That's it. And the Lions come up on Monday night. Lions idle already.
Right.
Lions with a bye week this week.
So that's going to make the Lions game a big game Monday night.
That'll be a big game Monday night back at Lambeau Field, as a matter of fact. The other game of note in the division, 28-10, pretty easy to handle. The Giants on the road. The Vikings get the win. They go to 3-2. Big day today, obviously, for Kirk Cousins. He seemed to get it kind of going again with Adam Thielen after all the controversy during the week. Kirk Cousins, 22 of 27, 306 yards, two touchdowns, quarterback rating of 138.6. And Adam Thielen, who had said he was kind of looking, or at least possibly looking to either be traded. There was some talk about Stephon Diggs as well. Thielen today, seven catches, 130 yards, two touchdowns. Stephon Diggs, three catches, 44 yards. And his longest being a 20-yarder. So a big day today for the Minnesota Vikings, who go away and get the win. And by the way, Dalvin Cook, for those that have him in fantasy, 21 carries, 132 yards, his longest being 41. He had a 6.3 yards per carry average, but did not get into the end zone today. So that's the way things ended up And that means the Vikings go to 3-2 on the season. Packers fighting to stay to above that mark. As if they get the win today, they'll go into 4-1 and have sole ownership of the top spot in the NFC North. Packers right now, they're trying to hang on to this lead, 34-24, with just under 5 minutes to play in the ball game. And the Packers have the football at this point. And Aaron Rodgers just trying to make up some of the yardage. It was a 2nd and 20 they were starting out on, just picked up 5 yards by going to Carson. Do you like the switch off between Aaron Jones and Carson?
Yeah, I think that's the guy to have. I mean, Aaron Jones, he's not big. I mean, what, he's about 5'8", 5'9", about 190 pounds. So you're not going to be able to just run him like Ezekiel Elliott. But I think what they can do is spread the carries out, which they've been able to do. They've been able to get Aaron Jones outside a little bit and screen passes and slip screens, and they've been running some draws with him. I think they did a nice job with the combination of, you know, getting those guys together. I think it's been a nice even balance. Now he caught some passes today too. Now I think Aaron Jones may be leading his team in receptions. I don't see the numbers yet.
I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but I can find out. This is what's going on. There are a lot of people right now that are just screaming about the way this game is ending. Aaron Rodgers is no longer elite. Just throw it away. This guy's screwed. Having a bad game versus a good player, but you can't take the game away from the larger body of work. That shows great play versus great talent. This is composed of a bunch of wimps that can't man up and get through some pain. The quarterback isn't as good as he was when he had a preening ass. This team cannot beat good teams and cannot dominate offensively or defensively. Pathetic win or lose. This is a pathetic showing by the Packers.
I disagree with that.
I would disagree.
Yeah, but what you got right now, though, something I love. I mean, we didn't see this under Mike McCarthy, but Matt LaFleur is just in Rodgers' face, which is good. I mean, it's good conversation. He doesn't back down. He doesn't walk away. Now, had that been Mike McCarthy, well, Mike wouldn't step to him anyway. Mike wouldn't say anything to him. But I just love the way LaFleur is trying to coach up Rodgers, and Rodgers is receptive to him, and he's not going to walk away. And I think that's how you get stuff done. I am totally encouraged. And I wasn't in the beginning of this year, Bill.
Right.
And I don't think anybody knew the relationship that LaFleur and Rodgers was going to have. I think Matt LaFleur deserves a lot of credit in trying to handle and manage Aaron Rodgers and still trying to get his point across, the head coach, and this is how we want to do things, this is how it's going to go. I mean, I don't think we've seen that with McCarthy and Rodgers at all, how they've been able to communicate, keep it going. And, you know, it's heated. Guys are going to say stuff.
Right.
You're going to argue. You're going to say some stuff. And that's kind of that's football. That's how it goes. But I like the way those two guys are discussing stuff on what they need to get done.
Oren Burks, nice solo special teams tackle right there. Good to see Oren Burks back on the field. But one of the things that's mounting is the injuries, man. They're getting
and,
serious.
You know, here's another thing. I hate keep bringing up McCarthy, but I got Orlowski in here, so I think that's what he's making me do. You would have thought that we were jinxed by Mike McCarthy, right? Because that's when all the injuries.
Right.
I mean, we were always hurt. I mean, here's a new head coach, new regime, and these guys are still going down like flies. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, Savage, the injury that Savage had, and they haven't said anything to us about it yet, but that was a freak injury, that knee. Za'Darius Smith already had a knee problem coming into the game. Lindsey is a concussion. You're not scripting that. I mean,
no.
Those kind of things just happen. So, I mean, so some of these things are just freak injuries. The things I don't like, Bill, is sprains and strains. I don't think we've seen very many sprains and strains today. Now, I don't know, Rashad Gary, did he come back in?
Hamstring issue, but I haven't seen him back in the field.
So those are the things that you're concerned about is the sprains and strains. But concussions, blown out knees, I don't think you can – I don't know what much you can do about that.
This one's from Tyler, who says, I'm not sure they should even win this game. The boneheaded way they're kind of phoning it in, it's sickening.
Yeah,
no coach aside from Mike McCarthy would abide by this.
See, there we go. That's McCarthy's name again.
Yeah.
But, no, I think a win's a win. You go to Big D and get a win.
Right.
That's huge. Listen, and I'll be honest with saying, Dallas Cowboys is my Super Bowl pick this year. That's a damn good football team.
Right.
Now, they didn't do as well as they thought they were going to do. I was concerned that they – I don't know why they let Dak Prescott throw the football as much as they let him. Za'Darius Smith, they need to just take him out of the game. Put him on ice, cuz. Let's just be done with him.
Yeah.
He's back on the ground again. I don't know why they keep – he's going to have surgery at some point, I think. I think that knee is bad. It's messed up. But as long as they can tape it together, we're good. We're up by 10. Can we get Fackrell in there, or I don't know who else they got. Get the Lewis guy they just got. Get somebody else in there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need long term. We got enough guys out
Kevin
right
King
now.
Out with a knee injury. His return is now questionable. He went down with a knee injury as well. Za'Darius Smith down on the turf now. A lot of people chiming in. Patrick says this game has turned into a mess. The Packers are not a good second half team. This one, it's a win or a blowout. Doesn't matter. It's a choke job by the coaching staff. Penalties trying to slow it down in the third quarter. Took their foot off the gas. Same old, same old. Mike McCarthy might return.
What do these people want?
This one's from Daryl, who says, Green Bay is a mess right now. This is a colossal piss-poor coaching job caused by trying to run out the clock at the end of the third quarter. They can't pass, can barely run the ball, and sure as hell can't defend at this point.
But they put up 34 points.
Correct.
Shut up.
So they scored 34 by the third quarter and then kind of slowed themselves down. Look, I admit they had a couple of penalties. They had some things that they just didn't do well. And then, you know what? I don't know. It's probably more defensively than offense. But look, the Dallas Cowboys were moving the football all day. Dak Prescott made mistakes. They capitalized on it. We've talked about this. This is not a defense that's going to stymie you every play and stuff you and stuff to run, and that's not them.
Right.
They're going to bend, they're going to get a sack or two, and they're going to get a turnover. That's the way they stop you. And if they don't get a turnover and they don't get that big sack, they don't stop you.
Right.
So this is nothing new.
No.
This is just that you revel in the success, and then when all of a sudden things become real, you kind of freak out because this is not a team that stops teams consistently unless teams make mistakes. They capitalize on the mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're meant to do. This one's from Nicholas, who says, it looks like the Packers are playing just not to lose at this point.
Maybe.
You know?
We're trying to get out of here with a win, man.
At this point, that's what you're trying to do.
You're banged up, you're hurt, you're just trying to get
this
out of
is
here.
One of those big-time coaching learning sessions for a new guy. On the road, you got a team down. How much do you keep your foot on the gas? How much do you try to play the clock? How much do you try to hang on? And then the other thing is, how much momentum do you let slip away? Because sometimes when you let it slip away on the road, it's hard to grab it right back.
Right. But, Bill, there are very few coaches in this league that are kind of like what people want. Of course, the hoodie, right? Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe Andy Reid has kind of turned into that guy, too. But there's really only a couple of them that are out there that you say that just they don't care. They just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of these other coaches are a lot the same. 30 of them out here are the same in that if they get a 3-touchdown lead on you, they want to milk the clock.
Right.
And especially when you're on the road, now you're just trying to get out of there.
Packers up 34-24, just above 2 minutes to play in the contest. This is the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show. I'm Bill Michaels, Gary Ellison alongside. We'll take a quick break. We'll continue to come back and get your thoughts. You can hit us up on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, or @Gary Ellison. Also find us email as well, BillMichaels@BillMichaelsSports.com. But don't forget, download the Radio.com app. Take us everywhere, and that way you're also notified the minute the Green and Gold postgame show comes on the air. Stay tuned. We got more right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. It's 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show. I'm Bill Michaels, Gary Ellison alongside. Packers trying to hang on to a victory right now. 34-24. Just under 2 minutes to play in the ball game. And Packers are trying defensively anyway to shut down Dak Prescott and company and keep him out of the end zone and allow the clock to continue on. Packers got the Cowboys now to a fourth down situation. Gary, a lot of people chiming in about clock management. Now, some are complaining about Aaron Rodgers. Others are complaining about Matt LaFleur. And we saw Matt LaFleur, as you had mentioned, kind of get on Aaron Rodgers a little bit, get in his face a little bit. So when you get down to clock management like this, who's the in control person at this point? If you're going to complain about it, who are you going to be complaining about?
Well, in all honesty, I mean, you work on that, throughout the week, or you work on it, your whole career, and the head coach is not on the field, so it goes down to the quarterback. The quarterback has to control the clock, because we have, certain times when we want to speed it up, and we have certain times when we want to slow it down. So ultimately, that's on 12.
I tend to agree. Nobody wants to kind of point the finger again directly at Aaron Rodgers, who, by the way, let me say this.
Here's the thing, Bill. You can't, Aaron Rodgers is the chosen one. You can never point the finger at him at anything. I mean, but I do like all the stuff that people are bringing up about Mike McCarthy, and now you still have Matt LaFleur. So at some point, you're going to have to say Aaron Rodgers is responsible for some of this stuff, and you're going to stop blaming Mike McCarthy because you've seen the same stuff. Again, the common denominator is 12. He's the one that's left here. So if you start seeing some of the same stuff under Matt LaFleur, that means that 12 has something to say regarding what's going on with this offense.
Cowboys trying to kick a field goal. They had a false start. They're going to have to kick it again. And we're sitting here right now with about a minute 44 to go in the ballgame. We'll keep you up to date, taking your phone calls, emails, and such. If you want to chime in, by all means, do so. Time now for the best hands of the game. Brought to you by the North Central States Carpenters. You can build your career and build your life. Go to getbetterwages.org. That's getbetterwages.org.
Oh, with all that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, go ahead. Jair Alexander, he came up with the best hands of the game. Here it
Love
is.
That.
Play action. Prescott steps into it. Cooper off his hands and into the arms of Jair Alexander. Alexander on a big return for the Green Bay Packers into Dallas territory. And what a big play by this defense.
There you go. And that is the best hands of the game. Again, brought to you by the North Central States Carpenters. Now the Cowboys, with a minute 41 to go in the ballgame, have just missed their second field goal of the game. A 33-yard field goal, no good, wide right. And that means the Packers will take over on downs. And without any timeouts, they basically can now run out the clock. Mm-hmm. That is the game. The Packers will walk away with a victory, assuming that they don't turn it over, don't fumble the football or something to that effect.
Let's get in a V.
And then kind of go from there. So we got phone calls?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't see it.
Let's get to the phone call. Who we got over there? Go ahead.
Let's get out to Alex. Alex. Where's Alex at? It's in South Carolina.
Alex, how you doing, man? What's happening?
Hey, fellas. First of all, love the show. You guys already talked about what I wanted to talk about.
We'll talk about it again.
Aaron Rodgers, clock management, you know, third quarter. He's snapping the ball. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, we won in Dallas, right? So now we're 4-1. And I just want to say, real happy. It took a few more beers than I thought it was going to take to get me through the game. So I'm happy about that. But, you know, a 10-point win in Dallas. We got to be happy. 4-1
Yes.
Should be 5-0. We'll, you know, we've let it go. Love the show, fellas. Keep doing what you're doing. Go Pack, go. Aaron Rodgers has got to get better though with his clock management. Not LaFleur, not McCarthy. All right, I'll let you guys go.
All right, appreciate it. A lot of Dallas Cowboy miscues. You've got 3 turnovers by Dak Prescott. 2 missed field goals along the way. You got to say that the Packers obviously had a hand in it because they played stellar defense in the beginning. They were collapsing the pocket. The Smith brothers have been a hell of a find, and they have taken it upon themselves to make this defense work. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the stuff that they did, you have to give it to the Packers. But the talk, you can almost hear it nationally, Gary, the talk is going to be, you know, well, what did Dallas do to screw this game up? I don't think a whole lot of people are going to just give it to the Packers.
Well, because I think the NFC, Bill, is wide open this year. No one knows. Now, if you saw the Seattle Rams game here, was that Thursday night,
yeah.
I believe?
Yeah, that was a hell of a game.
Everybody's got now Russell Wilson. He's the leading MVP candidate now, right now. So I think the Packers are they're right there. They're kind of separating themselves. I think the NFC this year is going to be wide open. I mean, I think there's about 10 teams that are all going to be there at the end of the day that really they have a chance to win the Super Bowl. And here's what I was going to say. Just because we say stuff or criticize Aaron Rodgers does not mean that he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer, because he is.
Right. No, I completely agree with that.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. But you just want better.
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that. And what you want is for Aaron Rodgers to be Aaron Rodgers again. That's what you're hoping for.
Well, I mean, I think you saw some of that today. I mean, there are some throws he made
today.
Oh,
no, he had some zims. Yeah, no doubt. He had a few zingers in there, no doubt. Packers get a win. It goes final 34-24. This is the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show. We got a lot more coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. The Packers game is over, and now it's time to break this one down. This is the Green and Gold Postgame Show. Now, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson and the big unit, Bill Michaels.
Packers go to Dallas, and they did exactly what they needed to do, and that is get a win. It wasn't pretty at the end, but they closed it out 34-24, the final. We are talking about it right here. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Just a note, this was a game in which the Packers dominated for really about two and a half, almost three quarters, and then after that it just kind of got... I don't know if it got sloppy or what, but, Gary Ellerson alongside, this was one where there's enough there that you can say we got to get better, but there's a lot of good that was early on in this ballgame that you can say they really dominated too.
Well, you got to – this offense felt better. I mean, this offense looked better. So I think it's a work in progress, but I think what you saw today, it looked better without Davante Adams, which is really their best receiver. I mean, I don't know. I think last time they showed it, I think nine different guys caught balls today. I mean, he spread the football around. And once they get up, the MO has been about this team is that they normally don't lose a lead. And I think that's what you saw today. And you saw really, too, the emergence of Aaron Jones and how they can make him a little bit more diverse within this offense.
Packers today, Aaron Rodgers, 22 of 34, 238 yards, sacked just a couple of times, no touchdowns, no picks, and a quarterback rating of 85.2. But you'd mentioned Aaron Jones, 19 carries, 107 yards. He had an 18-yard scamper for a touchdown, but four touchdowns in all today. Also today, seven catches, 75 yards. That's 182 yards of total offense coming out of Aaron Jones. And Aaron Jones had just told me a couple of weeks ago, we had him on the Lodge Kohler kickoff show, and we were just talking, kind of BSing off the mic a little bit, and he just said, I just wish they'd give me the ball a little bit more. I wish they'd trust me a little bit more, you know, that type of thing, because they kept saying they wanted to conserve him. You know, this was right before he went into the Eagles game. And so today he got a little bit more of his wish. So 19 carries. His all-time high was 18 coming into the season. He got 23 a couple of weeks ago, but 19 carries today, 7 catches, 26 total touches today, and 182 yards. So not a bad day at the office, plus 4 touchdowns.
No, that's big. I mean, that's absolutely huge. Now, but Bill, you have to be careful with him, though. I mean, you have to be careful with the overuse. I mean, that's real. I mean, people don't get that. A guy that size and who has a propensity to get hurt. I mean, he's been hurt every year since he's been here. So you have to, you have to just be careful. I mean, if you look at, what's the cat in Minnesota? I mean, he has had a hell of a
Delvin
day.
Cook. Too.
Yeah, I mean, he and Delvin Cook are kind of very similar.
Kamara's
a little thicker than both of those guys. But, yeah, I think when you look at what he's been able to do, his last touchdown run was absolutely just all him. That thing he broke out to the outside, I mean, it was just absolutely incredible.
Right. Let's go to the phone calls. Let's talk to Tony listening to us, I believe, in California. Tony, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Bill and Gary? I called last year after the San Francisco game, and I thanked Bill because I had called the prior year before and told you guys I was going to go through my chemotherapy for my cancer.
Right.
And I called last year to tell Bill thank you. But, Gary, I think you had your knee surgeries done, so I never got a chance to thank you also for keeping me company when, I needed just some cheering up and stuff.
Sure.
But the other thing I want to say was I love the way Rodgers played for about the first three quarters. Fourth quarter, I think he was trying a little bit too hard, being a little bit too cute. But the one thing I did notice, and Gary, you've said this before, he doesn't like it when it's either short pass touchdowns or running touchdowns. Today, I saw him actually be happy when we were running the ball into the end zone.
No, thank you for the phone call. No, he was. And I think – and we make a lot of his stuff, and sometimes it's much to do about nothing. But I think Rodgers understands. Looks like his role within this offense is not like it was in McCarthy's. In that McCarthy's offense, he was throwing for 400 yards. You know, I mean, he's doing that. In this offense, it feels like they want to run the football a little bit more. Feel like it's more about the passing game. Feel like it's more about the short passing game than really the deep ball. In McCarthy's offense, it was more vertical. This has a lot of over routes, a lot of crossing routes, a lot of slip screens to the running back, a lot of short little passes to the tight end and Jimmy Graham. I mean, so you're going to eat up the clock a lot, but he's going to have to be. What is his numbers, Bill? Do you have Rodgers' numbers again?
Aaron Rodgers today, 22 of 34.
Okay.
Not bad. 238 yards. Sacked a couple of times. No picks, no touchdowns. 85.2 quarterback rating.
There it is.
I mean, but let me say this. With no touchdowns and no picks, look, he still played a really solid game. Played a hell of a game today.
Yeah, there it is. I mean, right. So isn't that crazy? You score 34 points.
Right.
And he doesn't have any touchdown passes. You know why? Because it's Aaron Jones. Bill, and we don't know, and I'm only speculation, but Elway got Super Bowls win.
When he finally had Terrell Davis. When he got the win.
His numbers weren't what they were.
Right.
When he got Terrell Davis, it was okay. All right, TD.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying Aaron Jones is a Hall of Famer because Terrell Davis is a Hall of Famer, but John Elway found other ways to win. I guess that's what I'm speaking on.
Mm-hmm. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, go ahead and do it. Let's go to Brian listening to us in Oak Creek. Brian, how you doing today, man? What's happening?
Yeah, hi. I want to say that it seems to be undefeated. I mean, these refs are getting me sick because these refs are terrible. I mean, if the Philadelphia game, I mean, that was just a joke. I mean, this team is like the best team in the NFC, and I'm going to really take it to the NFL calling the stupid calls against Green Bay.
They had some calls today that a lot of people didn't necessarily agree with. I'll give you that.
Right.
But I think also some of the stuff that they did was kind of their own doing as well. Don't forget.
Against Philadelphia, though, those refs were terrible. I mean, the team is 5-0 in my world. I mean, they could say they're 4-1, but they're really 5-0 for the terrible refs last week.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate the phone call. My issue always is I just hate blaming the refs. You know what I mean?
Right,
I just
right.
hate saying it's the referees and it's the problem and. I hate doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, I get it. I mean, referees can't take you out of rhythm. They can change the end of a ball game. They can kind of dictate some things. So look, I understand that as well. But
about the goal line incident when the Cowboys had the ball,
right.
That was weird.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing that he, you know, if they called the ball dead before Randall Cobb hit it, that was weird, right?
Right.
I mean, I think you had an interception in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole sequence, I thought, was a weird sequence.
Right.
If that's what you're referring to.
Yeah, and then he was talking about going all the way back to the game last week in the Philadelphia Eagles and how that game was officiated at the end. Look, the end of the ball game, they had an opportunity.
They did.
You know, Aaron Rodgers looked at Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and you had Shepard wide open in the back of the end zone. So they still could have won that ball game.
On that one.
You know, so I don't necessarily, you know, blame the officiating for all of that. I mean, I can certainly say that some of it was, but I've just never been one to say, hey, the officiating's bad. It just, I don't know. I just, it's tough for me to do. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Are you kidding me moment of the game. That comes by our friends at Gene Wagner Plumbing. And Gene Wagner Plumbing, by the way, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. That is GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. This is easy. The man had not one, not two, not three, but four touchdowns. Aaron Jones, are you kidding me? Here it is.
Jones is going to reach and get it, his fourth of the game, to tie a Packer franchise record. What a game for number 33, Aaron Jones, with four rushing touchdowns, reached and clearly got it.
I tell you, that shot of Rod Marinelli and Chris Richard on the Cowboys sideline. The looks on their faces say it all.
And with that, Aaron Jones joins a list with Jim Taylor, Tredell Middleton, Dorsey Levens, with four rushing touchdowns in a single game. We'll be right back after this from State Farm.
So there you go. That was the way that Are You Kidding Me moment went, and that's because Aaron Jones ended up with four of them and did everything he could do and did everything he's been wanting to do, and that is get the ball a little bit more. And the Packers, as we had mentioned, go on to get the win. If you're just tuning us in, Packers, a nice job, albeit at the end of this ball game, not the way they wanted things to go. Once they got up 31-3, Then it was when Gallup got the 40-yard touchdown pass from Dak Prescott to make it 31-10. Then you've got right after that Ezekiel Elliott. He takes it in from 2 yards out, 31-17. Still within hand, no big deal, right? Mason Crosby gets a field goal, 34-17. Then Amari Cooper gets the 53-yard pass from Dak Prescott. He takes it into the end zone, makes it 34-24. Cowboys are driving, then missed field goal with just under 2 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Had they made that, they could have then turned around, had an onside kick and a shot at still winning the ballgame. But after the field goal went awry, the Packers took over on downs. And that's the way it ended, 34-24. The Packers get a win. This is the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show. I'm Bill Michaels alongside Gary Ellerson. We'll take more of your phone calls. Phone lines jammed. If one becomes available, it's 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You can also hit us up on Twitter and take us everywhere via the radio.com app. We got more coming up after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Green and Gold postgame show. We continue on. Packers get a win 34-24 in Dallas. And regardless of the way the thing ended, and it was sloppy, it wasn't the cleanest of games, I'll say that. A win in Dallas is a win in Dallas. Gary Ellerson alongside. I'm Bill Michaels. You want to get a hold of us? 855-830-8648. It's 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame, which, by the way, I'd never been.
You never been to there?
Never.
Love it.
And I went there last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Met Stelio, the owner.
Great
and,
guy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Treated my family like gold. And Sherry's the carnivore. She's the steak eater in the bunch.
Oh, yeah.
She crushed that prime rib last night.
Oh, my goodness.
At least about half of it.
Great place.
Oh, my goodness.
I like the juices down at the bottom in there like that. Oh,
that was so good.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that was good last night. I had a good time there. So if there's a place you're looking for steak, the Black Keys were in town.
Oh, the Keys
at the Fiserv Forum, and they were dining there after the fact.
Oh, yeah? Did you go see the Keys? Or no?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I did not. We were thinking about it, but I didn't. We had a lot of stuff going on. So we just been
you're
really
a busy guy anyway, Bill.
We've just been busy. But the Black Keys were all grubbing down there and everything. So, yeah. Let's get back to the phone calls. We'll get into the hit of the game coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned for that. Let's go to Greg listening to us in New Berlin. Greg, how you doing, man? What's going on?
What's up, Greg?
Hey, guys.
What's up, bud?
So I'm going to preface this with, this is a great win. It's great to be 4-1. But I just want to talk about the receivers for a second, maybe get your guys' thoughts on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our receivers caught 4 balls today. And I understand Aaron Jones is having a game of his life, and that's great. But I look at a lot of other teams around the league. A lot of other teams got, you know, at least a second guy in there that you can trust, that if your number one is down, like Devontae is, that you have somebody you can rely on. I don't think Geronimo's that guy. I don't see MVS developing into being that guy yet. This would have been a great game to have a Randall Cobb, somebody like that, that you know Aaron can click with and mm-hmm. get on the same page with. And I just think it's unacceptable for our receiving core to come up with 4 catches in a game.
I think that was the game plan, though. I think the game plan was to spread the football around. And had Aaron Rodgers not on the throne in VS, I think that would have been maybe like a 60-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah.
Do you trust these guys, though?
Well, I mean, you scored
down to it.
You scored 34 points today. I mean, I don't know what.
Aaron Jones scored 28.
Yeah, but you gave it.
Down there. I mean, you did what you're supposed to do.
I mean, you gave it to him. Well, what was his longest touchdown run? Was it 25? Maybe. Or 30?
Aaron Jones' longest touchdown run today? No, he had a longer one today. He had it was 18.
18
was his longer touchdown run.
So basically, you were giving Aaron Jones those touchdowns when they were like 5 or 6 yards. That's what we wanted last week when they threw the football like 4 times in a row. That's what we want. So yeah, I'm good. Thanks for your phone call. Yeah. I'm good with the receivers. Now, they have to develop. They're young guys. I would have loved to have seen, though, Bill, is that the economist, Satan Brown, this year.
Mm-hmm.
But he's out. But I would have loved to see him a little bit more this year and develop. I think they got enough. Here's what you look for. I saw one drop pass by Geronimo Allison where he just should have just catch it before you run. But I think that's a young mistake that he made, because he had it right in his hand, but it just looked upfield right away. Now, what you have to hope is that these guys turn into a Jordy, that they turn into a Greg Jennings, right? I mean, that's what you're hoping, that they turn into like a James Jones. I think that's possible.
Right. I think they have a good wide receiving corps.
None of these guys are Julio Jones now. Now, Jordy Nelson wasn't Julio Jones.
Right. I think that this is a good group. I think that they can be, I don't know if they're going to be Greg Jennings and James Jones and Jordy Nelson and Donald Driver good, but I think that they can be.
But see, I think they
a level. I think they can get there, but I don't know if they have it.
But if you think what is? I mean, Jennings was never the best receiver in the league. I mean, you start going back and looking at all the top receivers in the league. I mean, he was good. I mean, but right. he made one Pro Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one?
Yeah.
James Jones, did he make a Pro Bowl? Maybe one?
Maybe one.
Maybe. I mean, if those guys can be on that level, which I think that they can, I think MVS can at the end of the day. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I think he can be that number two that we're looking for. But that guy just got speed, speed, speed. And like I say, had Rodgers not underthrown him, that would have been a long touchdown pass.
I really like what Marquez Valdes-Scantling will bring. I just think that if you put him with Davante Adams and Geronimo Allison starts actually catching the ball,
yeah,
you've got yourself a good 1-2-3.
I think you do.
I'm excited about that.
With Aaron Jones now.
Correct. I'm excited about that. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Trell on the north side. Trell, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, what's going on with you gentlemen?
Doing well, man. Just enjoying it.
Well, I mean, I think what I learned today is that we made all these different raves about the Packers defense and how the weakness is the run defense. But, see, I think their defense is made for the NFL today. And, you know, we can't have it both ways. We used to have a pretty good run defense, and then our pass defense was terrible. I like it better this way. I think this defensive game plan is set up for the Packers to score early and for the defense to settle in and make the opposing offense have to throw the football, which is the strength of this team's defense. But I think if there's ever a time where the offense gets off to an early start on the opposing end, that we're going to see that because they really still weren't that stout against the run today, but it was that they got up and they got those turnovers that Dallas had no choice but to take the ball out of Ezekiel Elliott's hand for the most part. But I kind of like it. I think I do agree. I disagree with you and Gary. I don't think we really do have a really good receiving core. I think we got one bona fide stud receiver and we got some guys that just are NFL players. I think the best that Scantling can be as a three.
Let me ask you this. Without Devontae, and I don't know what you thought before the game, but without Devontae, did you think they could have scored 34 points?
No, I didn't, Gary, but I think we got to take everything in the content, too. I mean, the context of everything, too. I mean, Aaron Jones got 4 touchdowns, so I didn't see that happening
no.
like that either. So, I mean, I think the reason why I say they need to upgrade the offensive is for one simple reason, is that I'm looking forward to trying to get back to the Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl.
Oh, sure.
And I think that when you start playing the better teams, Dallas is a pretty good team. I don't think there's a top team in the NFC, so maybe you skid by that way.
Yep.
But I think when you play a team in the playoffs like a Seattle or New Orleans and you got one bona fide consistent weapon and everybody else says maybe we'll do it, I think you run into trouble then. And that's my only pause for this team because just like the game earlier when the defense won the game, this could have turned out ugly. If Dallas were able to score, maybe kick a field goal, get an onside or something like that, now you got – when you're up 31-3 and the offense just hasn't been able to do anything, even move the ball. So, yeah, that's my only concern with this team. I think it was a great win. LaFleur is looking pretty good. Him and Rodgers are having their chatting going on every game, it seems like.
Are you good with that?
I'm good with that.
Yeah, me too.
Because I think that he's trying his best to coach Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as he doesn't stop, I like that better than the McCarthy. I think McCarthy laid back and just let Aaron do what he wanted to do at a certain point in time. And as long as LaFleur could just keep on trying to coach him, no matter what happens, you know, he's doing his job. So that's where I'm at on that.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it, pal. Look, I agree that I think this is still a working relationship. Mm-hmm. I go back to Brian Gutekunst at the beginning of the year who said, yeah, this is probably going to be a 4, 5, 6 week thing. We're going to figure it out. The one thing I'll say is, if you want to look at the bright side of this, They're still figuring it out, and they're 4-1.
Right.
Right?
Right, Bill. They haven't hit. They're not all the way there yet. I mean, we keep every week we've done our postgame show, we keep talking about these receivers, but yet you go and score 34 points. I mean, I don't care.
Right.
I mean, it just if you're doing that, something's working, something's right. We may not never see – and we're spoiled, Bill, right? Here's what we're spoiled. We're spoiled because of the Sports Illustrated cover.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And we were really – I mean, those were some really good weapons back then. I don't know if we'll ever reach that again. I don't know how many teams – I mean, even with that Sports Illustrated cover, how many Super Bowls do we get with those guys? One?
Right.
And maybe on a one appearance. So I don't know if we ever get that good like that again. I mean, how long has Russell Wilson been going to Super Bowls? Who has he had? Golden Tate?
Yeah, but then again, he had the Legion of Boom. You can get
there. Right. That's what I'm saying. That's how he was doing it. I mean, so wasn't that he had a number one or a number two?
Right.
Well, Marshawn Lynch was the
he was your go-to guy.
Was the linchpin, so to speak, on that. But I mean, but you look at a lot of these teams, now a lot of these teams don't have receivers like that anymore. I mean, now maybe Minnesota with Thielen and Diggs, they're pretty good. I like that combination.
Right.
But, I mean, outside of that, I mean, do you know of any? I mean, I can't think of any other receivers,
no,
duos like that in the NFL anymore. There just isn't.
No, there
the Rams,
been, yeah.
The Rams got, what, Cooper Kupp and, yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah. That's
right?
A great question, right?
49ers got, who's the 49ers? I don't even know who the 49ers got.
With Garoppolo out there?
Yeah, they got a quarterback sitting other receivers.
They got a guy named Pettis.
If you start talking about receivers in the NFL.
Goodwin, I think.
Yeah, Goodwin's nice. He's a
Goodwin's
little speedster.
Nice. He's the kid that came out of Buffalo.
Yeah. He's a speedster track guy.
Yeah, but you don't have names. You
Not
don't have
names.
Anybody that you're really thriving for.
You got a lot of MVSs. You got a lot of Jeronimo Ellis.
You got DK Metcalf, who they picked up.
They drafted DK Metcalf. I like him. He's a big dude. Fast guy.
Let's do this. We're going to go and take a quick break. We'll come back. We got Matt LaFleur we're going to hear from coming up. Hopefully we get a chance to hear from Mike Clemens down in the locker room. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers here at some point as well. We got a lot coming up. Stay tuned. We got more after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. Packers get a win 34-24. They knocked off the Dallas Cowboys. It wasn't pretty at the end, I'll admit that, but walking away with a win in Dallas, that is a good thing. Now they get the extra day as they get ready for Detroit. Monday Night Football comes to Lambeau Field coming up in just over a week. Gary Ellison alongside. I'm Bill Michaels. Time now for the hit of the game. The hit of the game brought to you by the Boilermakers Local 107, building and rebuilding America for over 225 years. Check out their apprenticeship opportunities at Boilermakers107.com. The hit of the game, Z. Smith, Azarius. He gets the DAC.
Prescott tripped up and brought down, and there's Za'Darius Smith again. And that moves the ball back outside the 15 to the 18 for third and goal.
That's a workmanlike effort today, just like those guys that build and rebuild America over 225 years. The Boilermakers, local107.com. Boilermakers107.com. There you go. Gary Ellison, like I said, alongside. We'll get into the phone calls coming up here shortly. But Matt LaFleur, after the game, talked about his team, his first big win down in Dallas as a head coach. That's presented by our friends over there at Pick and Save. Let's listen to the head man. So there you go, Matt LaFleur talking about the biggest issue with this team is third down, and their third down's not good today. 3 of 12. 3 of 12, the Packers were for 25%. Cowboys, not much better. They were only 2 of 8 today, which shows you, again, I go back to those numbers. I said, if you're going to look at numbers that are going to tell you whether or not you win a ball game, third down offensively, third down defensively, and then turnovers. Mm-hmm. And the Packers won the turnover battle. The Packers won a third down race. When it comes to defensively getting off the field, and the one they didn't win, obviously, was the offensive one. But nevertheless, they still put up, 300. The Cowboys, by the way, not only 2 of 8 on third down, but 563 yards they put up. Mm-hmm. 563 yards they put up in this ballgame. Now, the first half statistics for the Cowboys, they had put up 215.
Well, Cooper had 230 of those.
Yeah.
I think.
So big day. I mean, Amari Cooper today, by the way, 11 catches, 226 yards.
There you go.
Had that 53-yard touchdown and that and only one touchdown, though. But
are you surprised by Zeke's numbers?
Yeah, because the Packers basically said we're going to allow – what they did was is they took him out of their game. They couldn't run the ball.
Well, no, they decided not to. They were stupid, Bill.
Yeah.
That first drive they came in, they came out throwing the ball. So they were saying, okay – And that's the game plan. I said that all last week. I said, well, everybody knows what the game plan is. Make Dak beat us.
Right.
I still would have ran Ezekiel Elliott into those 8-9-man fronts.
They only ran Zeke Elliott 12 times.
12
today.
Times.
12 times.
And two of those were throwaway carries because they were at the end of the first half.
Yeah. So they only ran him technically then 10 times.
10 times.
But the one area that was exploited, and Jair Alexander, I really thought that he would have – a better day with Amari Cooper than he had.
He just tried not to get beat deep.
Right. And he gave up plays all over the place.
All over the place. So. But everything was in front of him. So there you go. If that's what their game plan was, then he played it to perfection.
Correct. Not a great day, but not a terrible day.
Right.
Let's get back to the phone calls. Let's go to Aaron on the west side. Got a lot of calls to get to. Aaron, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I just want to harp on the offensive line. I'm a little scared about it with Lindsley going down and there's not that much backup depth on the offensive line. So, yeah.
No, thanks for the phone call.
You're right.
I appreciate it. Well, Lindsley, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's huge. And so he's going to be in concussion protocol. You don't know what you did there. Did Bulaga hold up? I thought Bulaga
held up. Yeah, Bulaga
held
up.
So you're okay right there.
You know the guy that got beat more than Bulaga did.
Well, who?
Bakhtiari.
Yeah.
He had a couple of holds today. And
Quinn's good.
Yeah.
Quinn's good.
Yep.
I mean, this guy, last 5 weeks, just the guys that he's been have to face, been unbelievable.
Right.
That's why he make the big bucks. But, yes, Quinn is pretty good.
Aaron Rodgers, who we're going to hear from coming up here shortly, had a very profound moment when asked about his numbers and not throwing a touchdown pass.
Right.
He said, he paused for a minute and he said, guys, look, I've accomplished a lot statistically in this league. It's just now about winning. If he's to that realization.
That's the John Elway realization.
That's turning a corner.
That even got Jeff Orlowski fired up.
That did.
Because Jeff knows.
Said he paused for a moment, looked out and said, guys, I've accomplished a lot statistically in this league. I just want to win now. End quote. There you go. Let's get back to the phone calls. 855-830-8648. Is that Gary in Burlington? Let's go to Gary. Gary, how you doing, man? What's going on? Corey, I'm sorry. Corey, go ahead.
So close enough.
What you got, buddy?
This game gives me so much more confidence. Not that I needed more, but just so much confidence in LaFleur that he's able to win the game without Rodgers having to go off. It's a little, like, my concern is that it seems like they can't get to the point where they can just put the game away. They seem to stall out a little bit, so that concerns me a little bit. The fact that they don't have a number two right now, it concerns me a little bit for this year. I think that Allison or MVS could turn into that too. Like, let's not forget what Devontae looked like. Like, he dropped a lot of balls in his first, I don't know, 2 or 3 years in the league too. So that's not to say that these guys can't become number two receivers, but it definitely does concern me right now that they don't have that. But, you know, all things said, a great win. Super confident. Like, if you told me that we'd be 4-1 at this point, like, I'm over the moon.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. No doubt about it. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break because we'll get back. We want to hear from Aaron Rodgers. Got a couple things to get to. Hopefully Mike Clemens gives us a call as well. We'll try to get the phone calls. Got a lot more coming up in the next 15 minutes of the program. Stay tuned. The Packers get a win. They knock off the Dallas Cowboys. They go to 5-1. 5-1, 34-24, the final down in Big D. We got a lot more of the Green and Gold postgame show brought to you by 5 o'clock Steakhouse. Coming up right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. 34-24, the Packers get a win. Time now for the Tayback Law Injury Report. Today at Corey Linsley, he ended up with a concussion protocol, and he's probably going to be out a little while at least. Is Zadarius Smith numerous times with the knee. Kevin King, a knee. Darnell Savage Jr. with a knee. If you're going to check out any attorneys when you're talking about being a veteran, if you feel you've been wrongfully denied any benefits, contact Tayback for the Tayback for the Payback at TaybackAttorneys.com. That is TaybackAttorneys.com, fighting for you veterans. Gary Ellerson alongside. I'm Bill Michaels. And time now for the fix-it moment of the game. And the fix-it moment of the game, really, if you want to talk about fixing anything, that went wide right. The missed field goal that ended up pretty much ending it for the Dallas Cowboys. Here it is. We don't have it. That's okay. Doesn't matter.
But we got it.
Well, we got it. That was
there
it.
You go.
That's the fix-it moment of the game. And the fix-it moment of the game brought to you by Stein's Premium Winterizer nourishes your lawn all winter for a quick spring cleanup formulated exclusively for Wisconsin lawns. Stein's, planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946. There you go. That is our friends at Stein's. Aaron Rodgers at the podium, as I had mentioned just a little while ago. And take a listen to what Aaron Rodgers had to say. There you go. That's Aaron Rodgers after the ball game, and as I mentioned, goes on to tell everybody, "Hey guys, I'm more worried about wins than stats at this point." And by the way, our Mike Clemens reports, and Mike brings us all the sound and such from inside the locker room. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. It's all happening at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit them at paysbig.com. That's paysbig.com. And we've got Joe listening to us in Chicago. Been on hold the longest. Joe, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey guys, how you doing today? This is Jim.
Hey, Jim. Okay, what's up, buddy?
Hey, you know what? I think Rodgers just pretty much summed up everything I wanted to say. And I think the thing I'm most excited about for this year is just the sense of chemistry that they have in that locker room. And, you know, especially hearing the stories, you have the Smith brothers kind of taking the leadership role with the defense. It's just a whole different feeling and a different atmosphere. And it's like, you know, with today, when you watch that game, that whole basically the first three quarters of the game, every time they showed the sidelines of the Dallas Cowboys, that was a team that was quitting. And, you know, I was kind of surprised they got back into it, but they were done. And then you look at our division, you got the Bears lost their starting quarterback. And then this week we're hearing rumblings from Minnesota that there's some players that are disgruntled. We're not hearing those things out of Green Bay. And I think even though we have things to work on the field, that whole thing with the chemistry in this team is what's going to carry us through this year.
Well, I hope you're right. I appreciate the phone call. It has been a weird week of a lot of gossip, hasn't it?
No, it has.
Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen going off. And,
yeah.
And they get a win. You so had problems down good. In Chicago, and everybody yeah. thought Chase Daniels that it would be good for Trubisky to sit out and watch. Watch
yeah.
what?
Yeah,
that was a disaster over in London.
They almost came back and won it.
Yeah,
deal.
Yeah.
Then Chase throws a pick.
Yeah, Chase threw the pick, but also the Raiders did some Raiders stuff.
Yeah.
To give that game away. So yeah, we got time for one more. We got time for one more really quick. Let's go to Ken listening to us. I don't know where he's at. Who cares? Ken, how
Parts
you doing,
unknown.
Buddy? What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to ask you, you think Montrevious Adams makes a difference in that run defense? Because I believe he did play today. But how much of an impact do you believe he had?
He had a couple of times where he was pressing. We appreciate the phone call where he was pressing on the outside and he actually took away cutback lanes. So he forced Zeke Elliott up to gut.
Well, it's
so,
another body, though.
Yeah,
though, Bill.
And as Aaron Rodgers alluded to, he was also playing hurt. So,
yeah.
The next time we reconvene, we will do it at Hinterland in Green Bay on a Monday night as the Detroit Lions come a-calling. And we're looking forward to that. But this Packers team is now 4-1 after five games. And one more time before the biggest crowd they'll play before this year, unless they go back to Dallas, 93,024 in the house to see this one. It was the Green Bay Packers, 34, and the Dallas Cowboys, 24. Time for us to go. Have a terrific night. Sleep.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.